Pain sucks. Hey everybody, it's JC again, and I made a commitment to do a podcast every day for at least the next year. Hopefully you guys will hear me. Hopefully I'll start to develop an audience. Hopefully you guys will hear my podcast on the various places where Tweetum and all those good places. But really, one of the main reasons for this podcast is to get stuff off my chest and maybe take you guys through my journey. So as I spoke in my last podcast about 3 days ago, I was talking to you guys about where I came from and how I got started. I'm a 44-year-old guy, in case you don't know, and this is your first podcast. Thank you for joining. I'm a 44-year-old guy, married 20 years, can you believe it? And I have three kids, 15-year-old, 12-year-old, and a 4-year-old daughter. And I live here in Southern California, and I'm gainfully employed, but I make enough money to survive, but not enough money to get ahead. So I feel like I'm not getting ahead. I'm not being able to save money for retirement. I don't have enough money to save for to go on a vacation, things of that nature. And before you sit there and say, "Well, you're obviously living above your expenses," I probably am, but there's so many ancillary things. We don't have expensive cars. My wife doesn't have jewelry. We don't buy frivolously. It's just things are very, very expensive, especially the cost of living here in Southern California. That is by far a very, very big deal. It's bigger than most of the rest of the country. This is one of the most expensive places to live. So my rent payment is very, very high. The second thing on top of my bills is insurance. I remember, forgive me for maybe going a little bit political here, but I remember before Obamacare, I'm self-employed, and my health insurance before Obamacare was something like $400 a month, and that included eye insurance, vision and dental. Immediately after Obamacare, my health insurance went from roughly $400, I think it was a hair below that, to immediately $950 for the same health care. So my health insurance doubled, more than doubled. And then for a couple of years, I was able to keep it at that level, but I wasn't getting great service. All of my prescriptions were really expensive. My deductible is very expensive. And I moved into a different plan because the plan that I was under got closed down. So now I'm under a different plan, and my plan is now $1,700 a month. But that does include vision, and that does include dental. So full medical, vision, and dental. Now, I still have copays, but my copays are less, and most of my prescription costs are lower, except for my son's ADD medicine. One of his pills is literally $213 a month. I don't know why it's so expensive, but it is. And then another prescription pill that he has is like $10. So over the course of a few years, my health insurance went from $400 a month to $1,700 a month. Okay? So that's a 4x growth on your money. And yet my income has stayed stagnant the entire time. I've made roughly the same amount as I did roughly 10 years ago to today, because my company can't afford to pay me more money and give pay raises and things like that, but I do make a pretty good amount of money. I'm under a lot of pain. I haven't done a podcast right now. I'm literally propped in my bed with my left leg up because I have a really bad back. And the pain is shooting down my left leg all the way to my calf right now. And it's killing me. And I spend most of the weekend in bed or on my couch watching life pass me by. My wife and kids were running around doing things, the normal weekend stuff. I couldn't even take my son to baseball. And it's one of the few things that I can still do with my 15-year-old where we actually see eye to eye. You know, he's a 15-year-old boy. There's a lot of things. He's exploring the world. There's a lot of things that him and I do not see eye to eye on. But I have my faith in the Lord, my faith in him, that he will get out of his teenage angst. All you parents with teenagers, raise your hands up in the air and say, "Hallelujah, you understand exactly what I'm going through with a teenager." Especially a teenage boy. He's a great kid. great, great kid. But I couldn't do any of those activities. I couldn't do those activities because I'm in ridiculous amounts of pain. I spend most of the weekend on muscle relaxers and prescription painkillers, just to keep it lower. But I can't get up and walk around because it just kills me. I couldn't go to the grocery store, help my wife run errands and all that kind of stuff. And we're a very close family. We go out to eat together. We go to the mall together. We sit at dinner tables together. No electronics at the dinner table. It's very, very important. Nobody's allowed to have electronics or any of that stuff. It's very important to us. And Sunday night meals especially are very important to me. I love to cook. I think I've talked about this before. I cook most days of the week. And I especially cook big, big meals on Sunday night. And I think the reason for that is I never want my kids to go hungry. Just a quick, brief touch on my past. When I was a kid, I was growing up in Texas, in Houston, Texas. And I love my parents. I love my father. He was a good provider. He did his best. He worked his hardest. We grew up in an old house. And he was doing his best, and we didn't get our first air conditioner until I was 12. Now, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the South, but in the summertime, it's hot. It's very, very hot and very, very humid. So it's ridiculously hot in Houston, Texas in the summertime, and I didn't have my first AC, and it was a window unit that he stuck in the dining room, in the dining room window, when I was 12, maybe 13 years old. I remember that, and it was heavenly. When we got it, I spent the rest of my time on that side of the house because it was air conditioning that side of the house. It was fan-freaking-tastic. Air conditioner, wonderful thing. Great invention. So going back to my pain, I'm not able to... talking about my past, you know, we didn't grow up with a lot of money, and there was many, many times... My parents divorced when I was very young, and there was many, many times where I didn't have a lot of food. Didn't have a lot of food, and I remember having multiple nights, multiple days of just being hungry. My biggest meal was my lunch meal at school that I could have. So anyways, I grew up thinking I am never going to have my kids hungry. My kids will never be hungry. They'll never understand hunger. I don't want them to. So that's probably why, the main reason why I'm such a big cooker, chef, cooker, I guess that's the right word. I'm such a big cooker in my family. I love to cook. I cook all the time. It's therapeutic for me. I get to be creative with it. But also Sunday night meals are usually big meals. And I spend my Sunday night in bed watching Game of Thrones on my phone, miserable in pain. And my wife brought me a beautiful meal. She made a beautiful meal. She made me spaghetti. She made everybody spaghetti, really. But she made a big pot of spaghetti, a Caesar salad with anchovies in it, by the way. It's a revelation. A friend of mine who passed away a few years ago showed me this, an Italian guy. And Italian guy with all the rings and the pinky ring and everything like that. We were eating dinner together once at an Italian restaurant many years ago, and he ordered a Caesar salad with anchovies. And he looked at me and I looked at him and said, I've never had anchovies. And, you know, I always thought they were salty fish. But anyways, he had anchovies on his Caesar salad. I ordered the same thing. It was a revelation. Trust me on this. Go to a restaurant. If you're ever at a decent restaurant, they're probably not going to have it at Applebee's. But if you're ever at a decent restaurant, you get yourself a Caesar salad. Ask for anchovies. They're salty and wonderful, and it just is perfect with a Caesar salad. By the way, traditional Caesar salad dressing is made with anchovies, so it just blends. It just blends, and it just takes the Caesar salad to the next level. It's fan-freaking-tastic. I highly recommend you guys get that. But that's my story as to why I love to cook and why I love to eat, but I'm in a ton of pain. Pain. And I have a really bad lower back. I have a really bad back and a really bad neck. And I go to the chiropractor. I'm going to go to the chiropractor this afternoon. And I'm probably going to go to the chiropractor 3 times this week for some therapy. Because I can't walk. That's why I haven't done my podcast in the past 3 days. I'm a little loopy right now, but I'm at home and I'm operating heavy machinery, so it's okay. Muscle relaxers, painkillers, but it still is going to be a miserable afternoon, me trying to get to my chiropractor for therapy this afternoon. Pain sucks, and it stopped me from working this weekend. I'm an entrepreneur. That's what I'm trying to be. I'm trying to start these businesses and grow these businesses to a point where it makes me money and a point where I can one day make enough money so that my wife doesn't have to work. And one day make enough money where I can put my 3 kids through college. And one day be able to take my family on a vacation. And believe it or not, I expect these businesses to grow and take off. I expect that. There's no plan B for me. It's going to grow and it's going to work. Now, whether it's this business or another business is a different story. But I will grow a business. And it's so hard to work when you're under the influence of prescription medication. It's so hard to work when you're in tons and tons of pain. If you understand me, if you've been there, raise your hand up and say, I hear you. It sucks. It's so hard to get focused. I try and sit and I try and focus on whatever I need to work on, that task for that afternoon or that moment. And it's just, I can't keep a train of thought. I can't keep my thoughts straight in my head. I don't have the desire to focus and power through it. It's hard. And let me tell you, if you're there and you're trying to work and you're in chronic pain, I hear you, my brothers and sisters. I hear the pain. This isn't the first time it's happened to me. But you can't lose heart. Don't lose heart. Don't lose focus. It's okay to step away for a day or two, but just make sure it's only a day or two. It's okay to not be as super productive every day. Don't kill yourself. And that's something I'm having to tell myself, to not kill my psyche and say I'm the biggest loser in the world and every day is another day closer to death and I haven't started this thing. Rome wasn't built in a day. Neither will my businesses and neither will yours. If you have a goal, and it's a lofty goal, which all goals should be, if you have a lofty goal, know that you won't complete that goal in a day. If anything should be, what I try and do is I try and focus on that goal and completing 1% of it every day. I chip away at it every day. Unfortunately, I failed that over the weekend, but it's okay. I'm back in the saddle. I'm in a ton of pain, but I'm going to focus. I might not focus as I did as well as I did last week, but I'm still going to focus and I'm still going to do something today. And I'm still going to work on it today. Pain sucks. It really is a lot more than just being painful. It slows you down from trying to reach your goals. But you can't let it be an excuse to stop your goals, to stop your dreams. I'm pretty confident that the people who climb Mount Everest are in a lot of pain. But what do? They take it one day at a time. They take it one step at a time. And that's what you need to do, and that's what I need to do. We need to keep being positive about to ourselves. We need to keep thinking good thoughts and keep saying, even if I step up to bat just once today, it's better than not stepping up to bat. Even if I just swing that bat just once today, it's better than not swinging it at all. Have faith in yourself that whatever you're trying to accomplish, that promotion at your job, to get closer to your kids, get closer to your parents, get closer to your long-lost friends, to build that business, to get closer to your goal. Just know that every day you chip at it is another day closer. And don't quit. Don't quit. Some days are going to be better than others. Some days you're going to accomplish 5 things, 10 things. And some days you're going to accomplish half of a half of 1 thing, which is a quarter, by the way. Some days are just going to be good and some days are going to be bad. You can ask any bodybuilder who works out and does powerlifting and all those kinds of things in the gym. You can ask them. One day and they'll say it's all true. One day they're in the gym and they're working out, and they're having a great workout. They're doing personal records and knocking it out and doing well. Another day is they can't lift for jack squat and they don't know what's wrong. They could be physically tired or mentally tired or slightly under the weather and they don't know it. Their vitamins could be off, their hydration could be off, their diet could be off, who knows? But the point is that one day you're on top doing well. You're a well-oiled machine. And then the next day you're not. But you still got to turn on the machine and you still got to try. Pain sucks. But don't let it be the end of you. Don't let it be the thing that slows you down and stops you. I'm going to cut it short today. I'm going to keep it short and keep it sweet. I hope you all the best. I want you all to go and take a swing at it today, no matter how painful it is. If you're feeling good, take 10 swings. If you're feeling lousy, take one swing. But you got to go after it every day. I love you guys. I wish all the best for you. God bless.